All right, we're in the final stretch. So how is it going? Are you feeling more confident and comfortable in your interactions with women? After the last phase, you should be getting more practice under your belt for having better, more connected, more fun conversations with women. I just wanted to add in one little note here in that this takes time. Right? Depending on your age, depending on how long you've been doing certain things for, depending on how long these patterns and this programming has been happening for you, it's going to take a while to break out of it, right? Because first you have the uncomfortable phase where it feels awkward and horrible and you're ashamed that you're doing any of it. And it's just hard because it's not who you are. And then there's the phase where like, okay, I'm just doing it. And then there's the phase where it starts to get comfortable and then it starts to click. And this can take anywhere from 1 to 3 months again. So just stick with it. Keep practicing. Put in the effort. And I promise you, things may not change drastically very quickly. But over time, if you look back, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm not afraid to do that anymore. I'm not worried about doing that anymore. I'm comfortable doing X, Y, and Z. So just know it's happening. It's shifting as long as you keep putting yourself out there and practicing. So what is phase four about? Phase four is about sex, sex, sex. No, well, it kind of is. It's about how to present yourself as a sexual option rather than as a friend. And I believe that you may get stuck in the friend zone because you present yourself as a friend to women. The guy who listens to a woman's problems at length, who cuddles her without her, you know, without ever making a move, who goes to fun places with her but never gets intimate, the guy who never says what he really wants because he's afraid he'll rock the boat and lose her, the guy that lets her take the lead to let you know what you're allowed to want, and then you suppress those feelings to make her comfortable. I'm sorry to say, but this is not working for you. This kind of guy, it's not working for me, it's not working for you, it's not working for her, because she actually wants you to be a different kind of guy. The guy that we taught you about in phase one, who asks for what he wants, who puts himself out there first, who is charismatic, who dresses well, who has boundaries, who has strong self-worth, like, she wants that guy to show up, not the friendly guy, and I'm putting air quotes as friendly and like nice with more air quotes, who doesn't really go after what he wants and help her feel feminine. So, and remember, in phase two, you made a list of boundaries. So I want you to go back and look at that list of boundaries, and I want you to add one more boundary to it. The boundary is, I will not remain friends with a woman I want to sleep with or date, even if it means losing her completely. I know that so many men get frustrated with landing in the friend zone, and I typically hear a lot of men put blame on the women who are involved in this friendship. She led me on. She knew what I wanted. The truth is that the only one keeping you in the friend zone is you, and the only one you should be blaming is you. If you want to be seen as a sexual option, you have to present yourself as a sexual option, which doesn't mean, you know, whipping your penis out and talking about sex all the time. But it does mean, you know, no cuddling unless it leads to more, no listening to her baggage, and no excursions unless you are a couple or at least getting intimate. And it means letting her know that you are a man who can be sexual. And that is done with the way that you carry yourself, the way that you present yourself, the way that you talk. It doesn't necessarily have to be with the words that you say. And it's about you being okay with the fact that you have desire for her. You have attraction for her. You don't have to hide these things. Just as I was writing this, I got an email from Jim, a private coaching client of mine, who wrote me this. Marnie, turns out you're right. In fact, a female friend of mine confirmed it as well. If I let a girl know my intentions, it won't be considered creepy if I make a move. But if I approach her pretending to just be friendly or asking the time, etc., and then make a move, it's creepy. That's what he said to me. That's what he wrote to me. It's creepy because it's inconsistent and therefore a threat, which signals those women, those female protective shields. I really want you to watch the Girls Night In confessional video for this phase. And I want you to pay attention when we discuss men who we dump our baggage on and watch how every girl responds. It is like, it's super interesting. Great guy friends are awesome, but I don't want to sleep with my guy friends unless they take action and move themselves from friend to lover. And I'm going to tell you a story about a very beautiful friend of mine, this gorgeous girl who also has a great personality to match, okay? His friend lives in New York. on a one-week trip to Los Angeles, was introduced to a guy that she immediately hit it off with. They hung out every day together, flirting and talking and laughing and generally having a blast. He never once fell into the friend zone category, meaning he touched her, he challenged her, he flirted with her, was open about seeing her as a sexual option, did not hide that he was sexual as well, and never became the shoulder to cry on. But he never took it any further. He didn't make a move. Then as the last day of her trip was coming, my friend started to get really angry and frustrated with this guy. Not frustrated because he was annoying her, but frustrated because he was not making a move on her. As I said, inaction is a huge turnoff for women. Action always equals masculinity. My friend's frustration grew so big that on the last day when he dropped her off at the airport, she stormed out of the car and just left. All right, not the best behavior from her, but I've been there and I understand her frustration. You just get pissed at men for like not being men. It's a horrible thing that we do, but it's just like it's like in your gut. So when you're with a man that you like, when women are with a man you like, you want him to be the man and take action. I don't know any other way to say it than that. It probably is not politically correct what I just said, and I know that women can do something about it too. Yes, I totally understand that we can make the move. And most of the time we believe we are doing something. We're just doing it in a more subtle way. But if we have to do something aggressive, then we feel masculine, which takes us out of our feminine role. And if we're out of our feminine space, then you will forever be seen as a wimp or a friend, or you'll be seen as the feminine one. So my friend and this guy stayed in touch. My friend's still frustrated at him and still wanting to be with her. The next time she came to LA, she contacted him, had him pick her up from the airport and drive her around town. Like basically he turned into her bitch. On the final day of her trip, he drove her back to the airport. She was sitting in the passenger seat, stewing, thinking to herself, dude, why will you not just kiss me already? What's wrong with me or with you? When suddenly he pulled the car over and said, I should have done this the last time you were in town, but I'm not going to make that mistake again. Then he kissed her and my friend kissed him back, and they've been dating for 2 years. So women respond to masculinity. In fact, they swoon in it. It's what turns us on and what excites us. You are more than allowed to present yourself as a sexual option. You don't need to cover it up with friendship to make us more comfortable, because most likely we will become too comfortable and more comfortable. So comfortable, in fact, we'll want to cuddle you like a little dolly. I wanted to tell you one more story before I let you dive into the materials for this section. It's about me and sex. It's about the difference between needing sex and desiring it, or wanting it, or just being okay with it. So here's a note. As a man, if you need sex, women can feel it right away. This is usually what women mean when they say creepy. It's that need for sex. Desire is totally different. There are multiple videos in the bonus section that show you great examples of a confident man desiring women versus needing women. Women can feel that difference, and it feels creepy versus excited. So when you desire a woman, it means you want her. You know you can have her. But if you don't have it, it's okay. You don't need to have sex because you can get it somewhere else. So takeaway point of this story is not taking action, not being, sorry, this is the other story I was telling before, is not taking action, not being the leader, not taking the risk can cause you to miss out on great opportunities. Women want, in fact, need you to take the proactive role. If she has to take it, she drops out of her feminine role and attraction plummets. Okay, now back to me and sex. So when I was younger, I was a huge prude. I'm sure you've heard me tell the story before, but the reason I was a prude was because I had tons of guy friends who would take advantage of women by lying to them to get them into bed. Now, even though these guys never treated me this way, in fact, they treated me like a queen, it made me put up a huge barrier towards other men, fearing that they would do the same thing to me if I let them. I never wanted to be taken advantage of or seen as a slut or a whore, as stupid, a stupid female, laughed at. So I became the kissing bandit and made a rule to only kiss men until they proved they really liked me and would never use me. I basically made men jump through hoops to get any more from me. That was until I went backpacking and met a man who changed it all for me, a man who got me to open up in just one night, literally. I was out with my girlfriends one night in a little town called Byron Bay that was filled with tons of other backpackers from all over the world. We got to this one bar that we loved and planted ourselves in our usual spot when I suddenly spotted this cute blonde guy across the bar. Now, this guy was not overly attractive because of his looks. In fact, this guy was like 5'5". I'm 5'2", super skinny and not my type at all. I found him attractive because of the way that he was acting. I could tell right away he was a leader of his group and he was ensuring his whole group was having a great time. He didn't focus on girls. In fact, he didn't seem concerned with anyone other than his friends. He was focused on having fun and getting the most out of his evening. And I immediately thought, I want him. So I grabbed my girlfriend, made her come with me so that we could stand near this group and hopefully catch his attention. 5 minutes later, nothing. I didn't get his attention. I was pissed and I felt completely unattractive. Then suddenly he walked by us. He said something, which I can't even remember, then went back to enjoying his friends. I instantly loved him and was extremely turned on by him. And again, I had to have him. So towards the end of the night, as we were ready to leave, he approached me and we started talking. He offered to walk me back to my hostel, which he happened to be staying at as well. And I, of course, said yes. And we got back to my place. I invited him in and we instantly started kissing and moved our way over to my bed. Then as soon as he tried to go further than kissing, I immediately tensed up and I got scared. That's when he did the best thing any guy has ever done with me. He stopped. He looked at me and said, "If you're uncomfortable with anything we're doing, I want you to slap my hand and we'll stop immediately." And he literally took my hand and slapped his own hand. And just hearing those words immediately calmed me down and got me to open up like I've never done before. And boom, that was my first one night stand. So I hope you see what this guy subtly said to me when he stopped and made his statement. First of all, he stopped, which meant he was paying attention to me and he could read me. He wasn't just going for it because I was allowing him to go for it. He was participating and I was there as well and he was with me. Second, he said we could stop and it would be okay. A needy man would not say that. He most likely would not even stop to check in with me because he would be so eager to have sex, he would completely forget about me. Him stopping and checking in showed me he was a confident, masculine man I could feel safe with, whether it was for one night or for eternity. So here's one of my favorite quotes by Robert E. Lee. And gentle manliness. Notice that gentleman contains the word gentle in it, right? The power which the strong have over the weak, the magistrate over the unlettered, the experience over the confiding, ever the clever over the silly, the forbearing or inoffensive, use all the power or authority or the total absence of it when the case admits, will show the gentleman in plain light. The gentleman does not needlessly or unnecessarily remind an offender of a wrong he may have committed against him. He can not only forgive, he can forget, and he can strive for that nobleness of self and mildness of character which impart sufficient strength to let the past be the past. A true gentleman of honor feels humbled himself when he cannot help humbling others. Robert E. Lee. Love this. So during this phase, I really want to hammer down on how to interact with women and ask for what you want rather than covering it up with false friendship. That leads to misery, resentment, and anger. And this is really where your flirting sessions come into play for this program. Learning to express yourself in a flirtatious way immediately signals to women that you're not afraid of your sexuality, that you're open with it, that you're okay with admitting attraction and desire, all right? So why are we doing this? You're doing this because I don't want you sitting on the sidelines anymore watching other men get everything you want. I want you to be front and center and part of the action. And that is what this phase is all about, taking action and asking for what you want. So you remember the get off your butt exercise from phase one, I believe. Oh gosh, where am I now? Okay, from phase one. Yes, it is in phase one. The exercise called I Want, where you had to use the words I want 5 times per day. Well, it's time to take it to another level and start telling women what you want, either with your body language, tonality, or words. The only thing that is stopping you from having everything you want is you. You stop yourself from going after what you want because, number one, you think you might get rejected. Number two, you think there is a right way to do it and that you will do it wrong. Number three, you are worried you are not being a gentleman. So let's address these in order. Okay, number one, you might get rejected. Fine, so what? At least you know when you can move on. Is rejection really that bad? Number two, you think there is a right way to do it and you'll be doing it wrong. The only wrong way to do it is by not doing it at all. Indecision is one of the most unattractive qualities, and we women can feel it. Number three, you are worried you are not being a gentleman. What do you think a gentleman is? A man that lets a woman lead and take control at all times? No. A gentleman is someone who is considerate of others. I'm not advising you to walk all over people to get what you want. I'm telling you to go for it and let a woman tell you on her own accord how she feels. Okay, so how are we going to do this in this phase? For phase V, all I want you to do is watch, listen, read, and practice. For this phase, instead of a workbook, you will get a wonderful document called the Specificity Matrix, which will teach you about how to make a woman feel her most feminine. With the use of this simple language tweaks, you can go from friend to lover in under 5 seconds. You will also get your fourth and final step in the approach ladder, and you will have get off your butt exercises. And for now, do not forget to watch the Girls Night In confessional video. For this phase, instead of a workbook, I'm also going to give you access to 3 amazing masterclasses hosted by my 3 favorite people. These masterclasses are How to Avoid the Friend Zone by Darren Fuji, that will teach you exactly what you need to do to avoid the friend zone and be seen as a sexual option. Number 2, What to Say to Spark Attraction by Mark Singh, which will teach you 7 different flirting techniques that you should be using in conversation from the first moment you talk with them. Number 3, How to Satisfy a Woman by Hannah Spanky, that will show you how to satisfy a woman's needs to feel feminine both and sexual. To feel both feminine and sexual. It's amazing, and you will love this one. She literally has a rubber vagina, so she shows you how to satisfy a woman in, I think it's 13 different ways. So please remember to go at your own pace. Do not race through. Just because the duration of the live portion of this program is coming to an end does not mean you have to speed up and consume the content. You have access for life to this content and can take your time. Visit and revisit everything. You are adjusting and altering your current programming, and that takes time. I'm here for you. If you get frustrated, write me. If you have a question, write me. If you have a success story or an aha moment you want to share, write me. And do not forget to use the Facebook forum where you'll find tons more tools and resources, plus a community of so many other men just like you. All right? Enjoy and email me, insider@winggirlmethod.com. It's been a pleasure being on this journey with you, and I'm so excited to hear about your new success.